Twitters from the Atlantic by Barry Mahoney. The Vegetarian Expat. I have been a vegetarian for many years. I was a vegetarian when it was seen as cranky, receiving comments such as, "Are you sure you can live without meat?" The time when vegetarianism became the thing for weight loss, or as a declaration by students, mainly to annoy their parents. It then became fashionable to be vegetarian, and later it was definitely for the health conscious. And now vegetarianism is seen as the way to conserve the world's scarce resources. My personal reason for becoming a vegetarian so many years ago was very simple. I like animals, and I do not wish to eat my friends. Living in a remote part of Lincolnshire, with very few children of my own age to play with, no doubt encouraged me to develop a friendship with animals in such a way that I could not bear to eat their flesh. I shall always be grateful to my parents for having a very liberal view in allowing me to keep all kinds of animals, birds, fish, reptiles and insects as pets. As long as I could demonstrate that I was responsible enough to care for them properly, my parents accepted most of the livestock that I brought home without putting up too much of a fight. I have happy memories of my father building hutches for rabbits and guinea pigs, as well as cages, runs, and even a large aviary for a multitude of birds that came my way. My mother was always on duty as chief nurse, should one of my furry or feathered friends develop an illness of some kind. And very good at it she was too. However, even she declined to give my hamster the kiss of life, despite my insistence, when I discovered him lifeless in his cage one morning. However, I'm pleased to report that with a spot of heart massage and a teaspoonful of brandy, my furry friend was soon up and about again, if a little groggy. Maybe this early encounter explains my love affair with a decent cognac after a good meal. Moving to Spain was a shock in many ways, including the difficulties in explaining vegetarianism to many waiters. Gone were the days when the flippant comment, "I don't eat anything with a face or a mother," was a sufficient explanation, as in the UK. And yes, I know all about the egg issue. The problem was that most Spanish and Canarians were, and some still are, convinced that tuna is a vegetable. It does not count as meat or fish. So despite my well-practiced explanation of sin carne, sin pescado, no meat or fish, I can guarantee that most salads usually arrive with a generous dollop of tuna in the centre, and in some cases the salad is liberally sprinkled with ham. I blame most of this on the "I'm a vegetarian but I eat fish and chicken" brigade, who do no service to either themselves or the vegetarian cause. This part of life, when moving to the Costa Blanca, was a culinary nightmare for the unsuspecting vegetarian, later eased by the few British supermarkets that I had identified a lucrative market. It was now possible to easily obtain soya, tofu, nut roll, and my old favourite, Linda McCartney sausages. We even managed to obtain vegetarian dog food via a tortuous route, and judging from the good health of our dogs over the years, this put paid to that special diet syndrome that so many vets are forcing on to an unsuspecting public nowadays. All this changed when we moved to the Canary Islands. Gone, once again, was the ease of availability of so many products that we'd taken for granted in the Costa Blanca. British supermarkets came and went, and the reliability of a regular source of vegetable protein could not be taken for granted. Thankfully, we discovered a Canarian favourite, gofio, which is flour derived from maize, a traditional dish and served in many ways over here. In days gone by, farmers also used to feed it to their dogs, and now we enjoy it too. If you look at the menu of most traditional Canarian restaurants, you'll see it as a popular creamy dessert. However, we bake it, fry it and grill it. We even have it sliced cold, rather like a nut roast, and even barbecue it. Prepared carefully with the right herbs and spices, it is delicious. Now, the recording is too short to include a recipe here, but you'll find one on my website in the recipes section. If you enjoyed this Twitter, please have a look at my website, www.barrymahoney.com. And thank you for listening.